Hello and welcome to a new episode, episode 228 of the I Can Do podcast. I am Benjamin Lee. Thank you so much for listening in wherever you may be. I'm a little bit late with this particular episode. Today we're going to be talking about running your marathon. I have for a long time thought about running a marathon. In fact, when I was a junior in high school, Mr. Smith, I believe, was my English teacher, and he gave us an exercise of putting a journal together. One of the exercises was to write out 25 things you would like to do. One of those was to run a marathon and finish. This was in the days of Forrest Gump, and certainly that had an influence on me as well. Another one of those goals was to run across the country. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. But I will say in 2023, December 16th, I ran the Irving Frost Marathon. That was my first marathon. I don't know if it's going to be my last, but I will tell you, it was something really, really special to me. I signed up for it in September of 2023 for a couple of reasons. One, I was thinking, I don't want to keep on waiting to do this because the older that I get, being 45, the more difficult it actually may be. However, I think I may be wrong because I met a woman there who was in the same time category that I was in where I lined up, and she was 60. And she said, I just turned 60 and I'm only going to do one marathon and this is it. So I still have maybe another 15 years to get some more in, if not longer. But I wanted to do it, number one, for that reason. Number two, in 2022, I gained a lot of weight during the fall season. And so I wanted to put some kind of measure or something in place where I could eliminate gaining weight at the end of 2023. And so I signed up for that. I believe it was September 2nd or 3rd. I can't remember the exact date. Paid for it, told people about it. I was really, really scared. And I'm really, really thankful that I did it. Let me give you a little bit of background about this idea of running my marathon and then this idea of you running your marathon. Back in August, I believe, with one of my buddies, we had started running 2 miles a day. That was just a challenge that we had that we were texting one another. We were going to hold each other accountable. Hey, I got 2 miles in. I got 2 miles in. And slowly they kind of started going up. I got 2.1 or 2.2 or 2.3. So that got me back into running for about a year or so. I had really slowed down and was just doing more walking, which is okay. And I have a Peloton bike and I would do that as well. But that really got the juices flowing and my interest again in running. And so that gave me a little bit of a head start as I got into the marathon training. Now, once I signed up for it, and once I had this little bit of boost and momentum, I needed a plan. Well, I have a friend, actually, I have a couple of friends in Columbia, Missouri, who are runners. So I reached out to one of them. They sent me a novice marathon running plan. So every day I could just put it in my calendar. Today I run 2 miles, 4 miles, 6 miles, rest, cross train, whatever the case may be. It made it so easy for me to just follow that plan every day. Now I didn't have to think about, am I running enough? What am I supposed to do? So I started off with that as well. So I had momentum, I had a date, I had something that I could not turn back on because I paid for it, and now I had other people supporting me as well. The next step was to keep taking action. That was probably the hardest thing. In September in Texas, it's still really hot, and the same is true in October. But I kept going and waking up and going out for the runs. I'd take my dog with me as well, and so he got some great exercise in too. So it was a learning process after that. One, could I just show up every day? Could I show up? Could I get outside the door? Could I follow through with those runs? I was not 100% with running the exact mileage every day from September through December 16th, but I was kind of close. I was at least 85 to 99%, somewhere between there, maybe around 85 more. But But I did. I showed up pretty much every day, and it was hard, and but I wanted to follow through. And there's something interesting that I learned about myself. A marathon, 26.2 miles, it is a really long run. And there's long distance endurance athletes that are running 50 Ks, 100 miles, 244 miles. And so when you think about 26.2, surely I can do that. But I will tell you, for me, it's creating a new standard, or it was creating a new standard, and I had to push through some limiting beliefs. How might this affect my heart condition? Would I have time? Do I have the proper equipment? Can I actually follow through and do this? So it was really fascinating to see the mind games that I actually played with myself during those runs. By the end of that training period, I had at least 360, if not more, miles leading into the marathon. Now, I did not run the entire marathon without stopping. That was never my game plan. So I created my own game plan of running and jogging and doing what I needed to get done. In the process of time, I also began to add different things that I would need. So eventually, I had to buy new running shoes. But I didn't do that immediately. I just wanted to start off with what I had. I got one of those belts that you could put your keys and your ear pods and different energy gels and things like that. So I eventually bought one of those. I was just running with a really big fanny pack, which got annoying. And so once I eliminated that, I started running a little bit more faster. I changed the kind of shorts that I wore. I was just running in basketball shorts at the beginning, but then I finally got some running shorts, and they made such a great difference. But it was these little steps, little by little, as I went through this whole process. I started getting back on the what's called UCAN, UCAN supplements, which are really good. I highly recommend you check them out. UCAN, which we need to have them on the podcast, right? UCAN with I Can Do. It seems like we need to get them on the podcast at some point in time. So I added those supplements, and I had to experiment with hydration because there were some runs I would drop 10 pounds. And I think some of that was just me being out of shape, and some of that was me not properly hydrating. I was going back and forth with hydrating every 15 to 20 minutes, and then expanding upon that as I got more wisdom from other people as well. And then eventually figuring out, okay, during the race, there was going to be a water station every 1.5 miles. And so now I needed to start training where I could get hydration every 1.5 miles. So this was a whole journey, and it was exciting. It was nerve-wracking. It was tedious, but I will say it was successful because it really has propelled me into 2024. It gave me exactly what I was looking for at the end of 2023. I dropped 9 more pounds, lost 27 pounds total in 2023, and thank the Lord have been able to keep that weight off thus far. So, how did I do in the marathon? Well, it wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I did finish. And I had my Garmin watch. I had run a marathon or a half marathon a number of years ago. I guess what was that, 2019? And I had been gifted a Garmin watch and I forgot it, but I had it this time around. So I had that. I had the proper attire with socks and shoes. I had some Bomba socks, if I'm pronouncing those correctly. I had my gels, I had hydration, and overall, it worked out really well. There were some bumps in the road, and there were some things that I learned along the way. The Bomba socks, for example, have a right and left sock, and I had put them on the wrong foot. My feet were hurting, and I think that was part of the reason why. They're not the socks where you put your toes into a little thing. Each toe has a little place. Regular socks, but they're still a left and right. So I learned that the hard way after the race. Wait a second, I think I had my socks on the wrong feet, because I had to stop a couple of times and adjust my socks. So that's something that I learned along the way that I can do better next time. Secondly, I need to carry my own water, even though there were water stations. I had electrolytes, and I should have carried those because some of the water stations eventually ran out of Gatorade and had water, and they also had pickle juice, but eventually ran out of that as well. The pickle juice, by the way, wasn't too bad. It actually tasted really good. So that's something else that I needed to learn for next time. Thirdly, they had an app where other people who wanted to watch me run through the app so they could see when I accomplished another mile. That was acting up, and I was spending too much time. It started acting up on mile 7. I should have just left it alone, and so that started distracting me a little bit as well. So I will have a different strategy for the next kind of race that I run. So what was my finish time? It was 5 hours and 33 minutes. Now, someone will say, well, man, that's kind of a long time. You are correct, but it was within the time. I'm still alive, and I finished the race. Those were my goals. And so therefore, I accomplished my goals, and that was my success. So I've shared with you running my marathon, a literal marathon, and maybe you're thinking about running a literal marathon or some other kind of race. I think there is great points of application as we think about running a marathon. You know, in life, we need to do things that are challenging and hard. I'd put this off for a long time, and the thought of it at times, I could easily explain my way out of doing something like this. Yet I want to encourage you, think about doing something challenging. Think about having a goal that scares you. Think about a goal that will require other people to help you along the way. That's really scary, but it's also really worthwhile. And it requires an I can do mindset. For those who are listening for the first time, I can do came as a result of me having a heart condition and having a implantable cardio defibrillator. And so I changed that acronym ICD to I can do. It's about mindset and it's about attitude. And one of the best places to begin is with our goals. Elevate our goals. Elevate your goals to something even more scary, something that maybe you've never even done before. I think that's something really good for all of us to do. Secondly, as you think about running your marathon, know that you're going to need help along the way, right? And don't be afraid to ask for help. Asking someone for help is sometimes scary and intimidating. Yet so many successful people do this, and it will help you get to where you need to be faster. It's like going to a grocery store. I had a coach on here, Coach Maxim, and he talked about that. Going into a grocery store, instead of walking around for 15 or 20 minutes, ask someone, hey, can you help me out with this? And it gets you to your destination faster. You can find whatever it is you want to buy. That's like with coaching. There's power in coaching. And so there's nothing wrong asking for help. But in some places and cultures and societies, asking for help is a sign of weakness. I say asking for help may be a sign of wisdom. So ask for help. I'm glad I reached out to one of my friends because he gave me a running plan that eliminated so much thinking and guessing on my part. So as you think about running your marathon, set some goals that scare you, goals that you're going to need help with. Be willing to ask for help and then take action, sign up, pay, commit, let other people know, dive into it and take action immediately. I believe it's Brian Tracy who would say in some of his seminars, reading a book by John Maxwell, The 15 Laws of Invaluable Growth, do it now, do it now, do it now. I'm doing it now. Do it now. Take action now and watch what happens. Do it and put in the time, put in the work and be patient and examine your mind and see the lies maybe you're telling yourself. See the upper limits maybe you really do have and see how you can push through those. Set some really scary goals. Get the help that you need. Take action and then follow through. Maybe it's an actual marathon. If so, then go for it. But maybe it's a half marathon. Maybe it's a 10K, 8K, or 5K. Or maybe it's just waking up in the morning and making your bed. Maybe it's making that phone call or that doctor's appointment. Or maybe it's forgiving someone or reconnecting with someone. Run your marathon. Your success is different than mine, and my success is different than yours. And that's okay. So I don't have to feel bad about 5 hours and 33 minutes. The winner finished in 2 hours and 28 minutes. I was crossing the half marathon around 2:26. That's okay because he ran his race and I ran my race. And now I want you to run your race, run your marathon, and watch what happens.